the far reaches of deep space, there remain unknown planets, journeys into galaxies yet uncharted. Stellar exploration is the newfound adventure. On the asteroid Vesta, halfway between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, is the small spaceport of Kronos, supply center to space miners. Here, in this isolated watering hole, exist prospectors, gamblers, pirates, and cutthroats of every persuasion. Our story is about these daring and ruthless men who risk their lives in search of precious stones and metals in the icy tomb of deep space and journey upon the threshold of alien worlds. Spaceport Kronos, the Rising Star Saloon, Saturday night.
Raise 300.
I'm out.
Oh, me too.
Well, that leaves just you and me, dude.
Like I said before, my name is Silverthorn. Travis Silverthorn.
Sorry, dude, I'm not much good with names.
You might want to remember mine. I see your 300... and raise you 3,000.
What?
You heard me.
I only have 2,000.
Too bad, dude.
Wait a minute. I have a ship. I have a 98 Dart. What do you say?
For 1,000? Where is it?
Out in the lot, number 4.
That clunker?
Hey, look, it needs a little paint. That's all. It's got an FTL overdrive.
Faster than light?
That's right. The FTL unit alone is worth 1,000.
All right. You calling?
You know it.
3 queens.
Damn.
Well, gentlemen, thanks. Not bad for the first part of the night. Whose deal is it? What the hell was that?
That old scroungel over there. He just came running into this place and shot off his blaster.
Shh. He's trying to say something.
Glowstone.
Well, there goes the game.
Glowstone. Glowstone's been discovered on Kalimar.
Meanwhile, high above Earth, Starlab, the spinning observatory wheel, drifts silently, peacefully through space. Aboard Starlab, research director Maura Cassidy and her assistant Tim ready the giant telescopes for a close-hand look at the new frontier.
Dr. Cassidy, you're early.
I know, Tim, but I'm anxious to get a look at the planet. Besides, Commissioner White has ordered a 24-hour surveillance of Kalimar.
Mycroft is moving the 900-inch scope into position now.
The 900? What's wrong with the big one?
It's working on spectral analysis. 2 more hours.
Oh, well, we can't wait. Delta One will be here any minute, and I want Kalimar on the viewer when Graydon and Griff arrive.
Why are they coming here to Star Lab first? Kalimar's in the opposite direction.
I don't know, Tim. They didn't tell me.
I can't believe it was just yesterday that news of the Glowstone strike got out. It seems like everybody's going to Kalimar.
Well, I wouldn't mind going there myself.
What for, Dr. Cassidy?
Well, for one thing, I've never even seen a grain of glowstone, much less the rocks rumored to exist on Kalimar.
Will you settle for a good look right now? The scope's ready.
Well, then turn on the viewer, Tim. Let's see this new frontier.
Right, Dr. Cassidy. Viewer on.
Ooh.
Is that what all the fuss is about?
Captain Griff. Well, that's it, all right. That's Kalimar.
It hardly looks worth the effort.
Well, what about you, John? What do you think?
It looks hot.
Just 200 degrees at noon is all.
Oh, and I forgot to pack my cocoa butter. Can you tell us anything else, Maura?
Well, not much. A double sun accounts for the hot days. Nights, on the other hand, are cool and very dark. There is no moon. Most plant and animal life will probably be nocturnal. It's really a fascinating world. If only we knew more about it.
Well, we'll give you a complete report when we get back.
How long are you going to be gone?
Oh, a week or so, until the ISA can set up a permanent command post there.
I don't understand why You two went out of your way to come here before going on to Calamar.
Well, an ISA directive, Maura. Commissioner White's orders.
But why?
Tell her, buddy.
Oh, thanks, pal. Well, you see, Maura, the chief told us to leave Delta 1 here at Star Lab.
Then how will you get back to Calamar?
In Star Lab's cruiser.
Columbus! The heck you will! You're not touching my ship!
Now, come on, Maura, be reasonable. We need the shuttle from Columbus.
I don't care! Forget it!
Excuse me, Dr. Cassidy.
Yes, Tim, what is it?
You said you wanted to go to Calamar. Here's the perfect opportunity.
Yes. So it is. Thanks, Tim. Okay, John, you can take my ship on one condition.
Uh-oh, Skipper.
Take me with you.
Oh, now, just a minute, Maura.
I have some field time coming anyway, and all my equipment is already aboard Columbus, so it's settled. I'll go get ready.
Hey, Skipper. We sure handled that well.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a good thing she's coming along, buddy. We can use the help.
As Graydon and Griff prepare to disembark Starlab for Calamar, early prospector arrivals begin on the small planet. Mark Robbins and Lee Johnson are among the first.
Good thing we left the landing lights on. It's really dark out here.
Yeah, but we have to work at night. It's too hot during daylight, you know that. Besides, we've already lost time, so we'd better get busy.
You sure these hills are the best place to look for glowstones?
I think they're a good place to start, Lee. You unpack the scanner, and I'll set up the auxiliary lights.
Wait a minute. Shh. Shh.
What's wrong?
I thought I heard something.
Well, I don't hear anything.
There, listen.
Yeah, I do hear it now. Sounds like a herd of animals or something. Don't worry about it.
Oh, there's something eerie about that sound.
I said, don't worry about it. Come on, let's get to work.
From the blackness of Calamar's night comes an omen. What lies ahead on this tiny distant planet remains an unknown, shrouded in mystery, on Alien Worlds. Continues. A wave of unruly space prospectors, a chaotic infiltration of the planet Calamar. Anticipating the outbreak of lawlessness, the International Space Authority intervenes. Acting on ISA orders, a space exploration team is sent to Calamar to begin preparations for the arrival of an ISA security fleet and the establishment of a permanent command post. Starlab's interstellar cruiser Columbus is en route. SET commanders John Graydon and Buddy Griff, along with Starlab research director Maura Cassidy, are on board.
Skipper, we're getting a distress signal heading 049er.
Open channel 8, buddy. ISA cruiser Columbus calling vessel at 049er. We read your flag. Open communications on channel 8. Over.
What's going on?
Oh, some idiot probably ran out of photons.
Thank God you guys showed up. I'll bet 50 ships passed me by without even slowing down.
I'm sorry, pal, but we'll be doing the same.
What? Well, come on. You can't leave me.
Hey, Skipper, I think I know that guy. Do you mind?
Okay, buddy, go ahead, but I'm not stopping.
Hello, Travis. Travis Silverthorne, is that you?
Yeah, who are you?
It's me, Buddy.
Buddy, you fool, stop that ship right now and pick me up.
Hey, Skipper, what do you say?
I already said, Buddy.
But Travis is like a brother.
I don't care, Buddy. We don't have the time.
Skipper, he saved my life when we were kids.
Oh, damn it, Buddy.
Thanks, Skipper. Hello, Travis. Hold on, we're coming alongside.
As Captain Griff aids a distressed friend, Dr. Cassidy receives an emergency call from Starlab.
That's right, Dr. Cassidy. Spectral analysis indicates solar flare-up on Calamar's double sun.
How intense, Tim?
Strong enough to knock out any and all radio communication within 19 parsecs of Calamar.
Okay, thanks for the report, Tim. I'll be in touch.
Great, huh?
You heard.
Yeah. Without any radio communication on Calamar, things could get sticky. Any idea how long the solar flare-ups might last?
I'd just be guessing.
John, Marla, I'd like you to meet my old friend Travis Silverthorne.
Travis?
Appreciate the ride, Captain.
It's all right, Travis.
What happened to your ship, Travis?
Oh, it was a piece of junk I won in the card game on Cronus. Not worth going back for. Say, you wouldn't be headed for Calamar by any chance, would you?
We sure are.
Fantastic.
Back on Calamar's night side, prospectors Mark Robbins and Lee Johnson continue their search for glowstone. Out of the black depths, a mysterious sound draws closer.
I think they're getting closer, Mark.
You stop worrying about that noise. It's probably a natural phenomenon.
Well, natural or not, I got a bad feeling about it. Hey, what do you say we break camp and set up at another location?
Oh, Lee, come on. You got prospector jitters.
Listen, the sound, it stopped.
You see there? Nothing to worry about. Like I said, it's a natural phenomenon.
Natural phenomenon, yeah, sure.
Well, that's it. We've entered the area affected by Calamar's sun. We no longer have any radio communication with anyone.
We'll need to keep a monitor on the radio at all times.
Hey, Skip, me and Travis are throwing a party to celebrate our reunion. You want to join us?
Oh, no thanks, buddy. But go ahead, just don't overdo it, huh?
Right, Skip.
How about you, Maura? Would you like to have a drink with us?
Well,
go ahead, Maura. We have time before we get to Calamar.
Okay, why not?
All right, we'll be in the galley, Skipper.
Well, tell me, Mr. Silverthorne,
please, Maura. Call me Travis.
Okay, Travis. What draws you to Calamar? Plan on doing any prospecting?
Well, in a manner of speaking, I guess you could.
If I know Travis, he'll be mining the miners.
And that means?
I will be playing cards.
Ah.
Okay, here we are. Martian fizzes okay?
Sure, fine.
Okay by me.
You know, I've never seen glowstone.
No kidding? I just happen to have a piece with me.
Really? Oh, I'd love to see it.
It's just a speck, but it's enough to see the value. To get the full effect of glowstone, you have to see it in the dark. Oh, buddy, will you please turn off the lights?
Sure.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've never seen such rich colors before, so bright, pure, and warm.
Think she likes it, buddy?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
A glowstone is supposedly an aphrodisiac, too, you know.
No, I didn't, but I'm not surprised.
Oh, wow. You two want to be left alone?
Buddy.
Of course, that's not the reason it's so valuable.
That's right. That much I do know. Glowstone is a perfect energy source. Small, clean, safe. Doesn't get hot, and yet the energy it releases can be put to thousands of uses.
And on top of all of that, it's one of the rarest minerals in the universe. This little speck of mine is worth close to 100,000. I've met men who are willing to kill for a piece half this size, and almost as many who are willing to die for it.
The value of glowstone cannot be denied, but neither can the dangers of mining it. As two young prospectors draw closer to a confrontation with the unknown on Calamar.
It's been a half hour, Lee, and no more howls. If anything was there, it's gone now.
No, I don't think so, Mark. They're out there, all around us. I can feel them.
Maybe we should just get back to work,
Are you kidding? That's just what they're waiting for.
Well, we can't sit here all night. Besides, I've scanned the whole place. There is nothing here to fear. Yeah,
but, Mark...
But nothing. Now, give me that blaster and wait here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to prove my point. I'll fire the blaster a couple of times over by that rock. If nothing happens, then maybe we can get back to work, okay?
And if something does happen?
Well, then you're going to have a front row seat. But nothing will happen. Now watch.
Hey, what happened to the lights? Mark? Mark?
What in the name of God is that?
Mark, where are you?
Lee?
Darkness of a mining camp on Kalamar, a scream of terror and silence of death. What strange creatures stalk the blackness and lure these helpless miners into horror? An excursion into the arcane on Alien Worlds. Continues. Mysterious, hostile creatures attack a prospector camp on Kalamar. A search for glowstone ends in terror. Lawless disorder sweeps the planet as prospectors and pirates arrive in search of the precious stone. A space exploration team enters Kalamar's orbit, sent by the International Space Authority to subdue the madness.
Over how hot it looks down there, Mora.
At least the nights are pleasant, John. I'm sure most of the miners do their work at night.
What about solar screens during the day?
Even under a solar screen, it would still be 120 degrees or so. A little hot to be doing hard labor.
Yeah, I'll say. You know, I never liked the desert, even on Earth. I think I'll stay up here and let the rest of you take the first EVA.
So now all I have to do is find Buddy and Travis.
I think they went up to the launch deck. Hey, just a minute, I'll go with you.
Okay.
You know, Travis, seeing you again reminds me of the first time we left Earth together. Remember?
Oh, how could I forget? I can't believe we ever got past the moon and that old government surplus. A wombat, wasn't it?
It was a wombat, all right. That old fossil fueler.
I'll bet they're still talking about our last night on Mars.
Well, I know I am.
Excuse us, you two.
If you're looking for a shuttle crew, we're ready.
Good, because we're going down.
All right. But wait, Skipper. Someone has to stay.
Yeah, I'll stay, Buddy. The three of you can go.
Right. Well, come on.
Buddy?
Yeah?
Listen, whatever you do, don't land.
Why not?
With the radios out, I just don't want to take any chances, that's all. Just look around and then report back here after your EVA.
Okay, Skip. Boy, you sure know how to take the fun out of an EVA.
As the EVA crew prepares to descend from the cruiser Columbus, other preparations are underway on Earth. An ISA security fleet, commanded by Captain Richard Baker, prepares to depart for Kalamar and set up a permanent command post.
Captain Baker.
Yes, Lieutenant, what is it?
I have that recording of the last transmission from Kalamar, sir. Just before the signal faded completely.
Good, Lieutenant. Let's hear it.
Mayday, mayday. Coordinates 1906. They're under attack. They're coming out of nowhere. Weapons are defective. The light. It's the light. It's the light.
That's where it ends, sir.
Was he saying light?
Apparently. But we can't figure out why. The coordinates are from Kalamar's dark side.
Shuttle streaks across Kalamar's ebony skies into the planet's night side. Aboard, Captain Buddy Griff, Travis Silverthorne, and Maura Cassidy observing the planet's surface through an infrared scanner.
Altitude leveling off at 10,000. Speed 900 and dropping.
I can't understand it, Buddy. There's no lights down there. There's no sign of mining camps or laser drills. There's,
There's nothing but darkness.
I have to admit it, Travis. It does seem strange.
Will you two relax? We're flying over a huge plains area. Any mining operations are bound to be in the hills, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, can you see anything at all down there, Maura?
Scattered plant life and what appears to be a giant herd of animals.
I'm taking us down closer.
This is strange.
What's strange?
I can see several mining camps, but...
So?
Well, they appear to have been totally destroyed, like they were hit by a tornado.
I knew something was wrong.
Is there any sign of survivors?
No. Wait! Wait, slow down!
Okay, give me a chance.
What do you see, Maura? What do you see?
A group of men. Some of them look injured. They're standing together near some caves. They're trying to get our attention.
So why don't they turn on a light if they want us to see them?
Only one way to answer that question, buddy.
I think you're right, pal. We've got to land this bird.
But, buddy, John just said that we can...
You said some of those men were hurt, Maura. We've got to help them. That's why we're here.
I suppose you're right.
I know I am. Hit the landing lights, will you, Travis?
Right.
There. Now, that's more like it. Now we can see, too.
Yeah. There are the men that Maura was... Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They're running away. They're running away like scared rabbits.
Yeah. They're heading straight for the caves.
They panicked as soon as you turned on the lights.
Touchdown. Let's get out there and find out what's going on.
Turn off your lights. The creatures are coming.
Who are you? What are you talking about?
You're in great danger. The Night Riders, they've seen your lights. They're attracted by light. There are hundreds of them. They will be here any minute.
Okay. Quick, turn off the lights, Travis.
Right.
The only way to save your ship is to leave now.
Buddy, listen.
It's them. They're coming, I tell you.
I'll take a look through the infrared binoculars.
Oh, hurry. They can't be stopped. They'll tear your ship to pieces and us too if we don't get out of here.
What is that?
It's the Night Riders.
Night Riders?
Maura, can you see anything through the binoculars?
Can I ever? They're coming this way, all right. There must be several hundred of them.
Several hundred what?
Strange creatures. Reptilian, I think, but huge. They're riding on the backs of those animals I saw earlier. My God, I don't believe
it. What is it? What is it?
They don't have any eyes.
But how can they...
Please. There isn't much time. You must leave.
He's right. They've already reached the foothills.
Okay, let's go. Everyone in the shuttle. You too, mister.
Thank you.
All systems on, buddy.
All right. Preliminary ignition. Set.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, buddy?
Misfire. Again.
Let me out of here! I want out!
Relax, will you? All right, baby. Come on. Damn it.
I'm getting out of here. Now!
All right, that's it. Abandon ship. Head for the caves.
Right, buddy.
Okay, be careful, Maura. Watch your step. Come on, buddy. Hurry.
Okay.
My God! Look at them!
I don't think they're Indians, Maura.
I don't believe it. Look! Look, they're tearing the shuttle apart!
What are we gonna do, buddy? How are we gonna contact John now?
Let's worry about that later. Quick, let's get under cover. In here! In the cave!
Buddy, Maura, and Travis find themselves trapped, overrun by strange, sightless alien creatures. Unable to contact John Graydon high above them, aboard Columbus, they appear to be hopelessly stranded in darkness. Their shuttle has been torn to pieces by the Night Riders of Calamar. Indeed, a phantasm of consternation on alien worlds. The Night Riders of Calamar was based on an original story by Dudley Brown and written by Dudley Brown and Lee Hansen. Associate producer, Jeff Allen. Music director, Tom Rounds. Our engineer was Stu Jacobs. Assistants to the producer, Laurie Tyler and Aaron O'Neill. technical consultant Peter Skye. Alien Worlds was created, produced, and directed by Lee Hansen and is distributed by Watermark Incorporated. And so, until next time, this is Roger Dressler inviting you to join us for the conclusion of The Knight Riders of Kalimar on Alien Worlds.